weekend. A pretty good weekend indeed. Right now, 58 degrees. I'll be out here. Yeah, good ship grease. Good ship grease, my day. Good ship grease will be cutting through the water, promoting hydrilla growth with its bilious exhaust, burning irreplaceable fossil fuels, raping the ecosystem, all in the name of fun. Yeah, leaving nothing for future generations. Fish coming to the surface, hawking and gagging fluid from their lungs as they shake their fins in outrage, as I just go proudly by. Yeah. With a beer and the babe. A beer and the babe. Blah, do, blah. Bloody, bleedo. Blah, da, blah, da. Thank God Estelle's not around anymore. Oh, God. You know, Estelle has never set foot on that boat. I'm sure she's heard about it. Have you heard about it, Estelle, the 57-footer? Huh? You wonder what it's like? You'll never know. You'll never know unless you're out in your dinghy with your new husband and I come plowing over you. Estelle, everything about that woman irritated me. You know what really irritated me about her? She was always losing the TV guide. Now, I know that there's a lot of worse problems a marriage could have. But, I mean, we could never keep a TV guide. Never! It would last around the house one day, and then it would just somehow miss you. What happened to the TV guide? I don't know. I remember I'd be sitting there, it'd be about 9 o'clock, all the primetime shows would come. I'd climb into the Strato Lounger, had a bag of Slim Jims, mentholated Tipperilla, kick off my wine tips. I'd be ready to relax. I'd reach over to the coffee table for the TV guide, and it wouldn't be there. I'd say, Estelle, have you seen the TV guide? She'd say, yeah, I just saw it. I was reading it. I tried to keep my temper. I said, well, where were you reading it, darling? She'd say, well, I'm not sure. I'd get out of the chair. Now I'm hot already. You know, now I'm hot. I said, Estelle, the TV guide should be by the TV. Okay? Let's get that basic premise established. If you do that, now let's see, where were you reading it? And now I walk all the way up the stairs and I look in the bedroom. Were you reading it in the bedroom? No, apparently not. Were you reading it here in the Florida room? No, apparently not. Was it in the magazine rack? Maybe, because it is a magazine. Maybe it would be in the magazine. That's too logical for it to be in the magazine rack. No. She said, oh, I know. I think it's in the bathroom. I said, Estelle, is there a TV in the crap? Is there a TV in there? Well, no. I said, well, then why is the TV guide in there, huh? Why? You're going to read it and bring it out of there. Don't just throw it on a tank and leave it there. I said, now look, it's 10 after 9 already. The time here I've been blowing air in your face trying to talk to your dense skull. I'm missing a TV show I want to watch. Now my attitude is wrong here, Estelle. Now my attitude. I said, give me that TV guide. I walked in the crowd, grabbed that TV guide. Then I walked downstairs to the basement and I pick up my staple gun. Got one of them heavy duty. I could nail staples into concrete with this thing. And I took it out of the side of it. I said, Estelle, the TV guide stays on the TV. And I took a big hunk of the TV guide and wah, wah, wah. I drove a staple right through it into the wood of the TV. She said, my God, our good console TV. I said, shut up, Estelle. Maybe when you see these staples sticking out of the TV, said, you'll remember there's a TV guy. And wah, 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 wah. I took a staple gun and I stapled that thing. I said, there's no way you're going to take this from the TV set. Now you can get on your knees in front of the TV and thumb through the guide, but you ain't pulling it off because it is stapled on to stay. Now let me see, what was I going to watch? But I looked at the TV guy and said, wait a minute, Estelle. This is last week's TV guide. She said, oh, no. I think I threw the new one out. I said, you stupid! I can't believe it! All I want to watch is a little TV, and you gotta make my life miserable, you stupid!
Now hear this.
And save now.